What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour. We are back. We are live. Ben the Breaker of Banksters, Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. How you doing there, sir?
Yeah, bringing it live on Tuesday nights, 8 p.m.
April 27th, 2021.
Episode 138.
Yes, sir. Last one of April. Really, 2021 is blazing along. We got a lot of news to talk about today, but thankfully nothing too out of control. I mean, at this time last year, we were deep into the original COVID problem. I mean, we still have many, many topics to review and issues at hand and reasons for people to prep. I mean, we are a Prepper Broadcast Network for a reason. But it is somewhat calm these days.
Yeah.
And it is a little bit of a respite, I guess, compared to the last 12, 16 months, I guess.
Yeah, and we've seen hotter weeks in the news and certainly this year compared to now. So it's, you know, a lot of important things to talk about, keep an eye on, but in the scheme of things, we're not necessarily close to crisis tonight.
Right. So this is really probably the most crucial period as a prepper. This is where you need to really focus and execute on your plans. You know, whether that's saving money during the good times so you can spend it later or in the bad times, or maybe pulling the trigger on that bug out vehicle or that storable food or that continuity membership for PBN. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get things moving along in your prepper lifestyle. And I think when things aren't as crazy, it's probably the most critical time to act.
Some of the news we got is showing evidence now of commentary I've heard on other shows on Prepper Broadcasting Network in recent months about inflation, price inflation.
Yep.
And it's showing up with gasoline too. And we'll get into that in the second segment with the headlines. But to piggyback on your point, now is the time to, you know, cock the ship and right the sails and get straight with your setup. Is even more so true because the prices for basic goods and food within months could be much higher than tonight.
Absolutely. That price point of your preps or what you want to add to your preps or your lifestyle, guess what? That's only going up. And as you alluded to in the daily audio cache today, James was talking about some inflation. We obviously track that intensely here on Patriot Power Hour during some of our economic news and updates, but I mean, all over the place, we're seeing prices tick up, and I think this is just the start of it, too. There's just been too much money printing, and interest rates are at 0%.
Yeah.
And it's for too long. It's just like, you know, there's so many analogies, you know, but once you're revving that engine, once you get it up to those high RPMs, if you leave it there for prolonged periods, that's where the real damage is done. Maybe not that initial.
Nice.
And we're just seeing, and we're literally at 9,999 RPM, total max red, because we're at 0% interest rate. It literally doesn't get lower than that mathematically, in a normal world at least. And we have seen trillions and trillions in debt spending and the bankster bailouts, etc. So it's totally redlined. There's going to be inflation at some point, but there's also going to be deflation, and that's going to be people losing their jobs and unemployment. So everything you buy is going to go up, but your income is going to go down. That's kind of going to be a problem.
All right. So the metaphor of the sports car with the engine, you just floor it, and it essentially at some point it has to blow up. If the United States, the American economy in 1950 were a classic sports car, what kind would it be that's having it stepped on at this point? Just getting blown. I'm thinking like a early 70s Corvette, or what's your favorite muscle car from earlier eras?
Well, it's not that old, but I like a late 90s Dodge Viper.
A Viper.
Cars.
A Dodge.
If you go back to like the 60s and 70s, there's some sweet ones there. I don't know like which ones.
But favorite. In the timeline of things, in the 1950s,
yeah,
we were brand new, best of class power car, if you use the metaphor, for an economy, right? We'd won World War II. It was the 50s. There was no other currency out there. Bretton Woods was established. And that's where the car was new. And today, that thing has had, or for the last 10 years, since the 08 crisis, really, and the money printing went in full effect, a.k.a. the stamping on the gas was stomped on, and and the pedal has been to the metal ever since. You're taking the Dodge Viper and just getting ready to redline it into non-existence. That's what the Fed's doing now to us, our economy.
Absolutely. And you're supposed to have business cycles. That's the revving up and revving down, or I suppose just braking. The Fed is supposed to apply the brakes, so fair enough. They sometimes push the gas pedal, sometimes apply the brakes. But since 1980, 79, 80, right around that period, when the interest rates were blowing up, they've only gone down since then. So there haven't been really any business cycles, whether it's the 1987 crashes, whether it's dot-com, whether it's 2008, whether it's last year. Whenever that other end of the business cycle is coming in and you're supposed to clear out some bad actors and kind of reset and see the invisible hand work, no. They blast the RPMs, they add the adrenaline, they add the nitrous into it, and that's just going to... Really, this is the crazy part. By all the physics we know of mathematics and finance, the system already should have collapsed, but they're using some sort of new financial engineering. I mean, they are financial engineers out of Harvard, mostly, Yale, and a couple other Chicago School of Business, and of course some in London. Harvard's the main, that's where Yale is from, and Bernanke, etc. So they have this financial engineering. Somehow they're able to keep this zombie bank, zombie economy going and keep these derivatives hidden and not blow up. So that kind of where we lose the RPM analogy, but it all comes down to this. They've been using every single means possible for 30, 40 years. They've hit the end, though. They can't push the engine further. You're running out of road. You don't have anything left on the interest rate cuts that will get the real estate market moving and get people hiring. And you don't have anything left on deficit spending and free stimulus checks that's keeping things barely moving along. So in the end, you're going to see some inflation come home. When is that?
Now.
Later. And that's what we're talking now. About in the end.
Yeah, right now.
It's damn near we're seeing the crest of it, but I think the tsunami is still off. Sure, when it hits, it's going to be not just a few percent. It'll be like 50, 100% in a quarter.
Now, isn't it ironic? The Federal Reserve, the creator, the monetary policy that created this, the idea that economics and a free market can be driven like a car, that you should be driving it and it doesn't, you know, happen naturally, which is pretty much the way the consensus of this country had been for decades and decades, all the way back to founding. You know, it grew because everyone worked hard and we knew we had cycles, right? Instead of trying to defy the cycles. So the Federal Reserve, since, you know, 1913, progressively gained the ability to, you know, try to drive the car. And that whole analogy might not be working in the future. but it's the predominant view today. And we're just here on Tuesday nights listening for parts of that engine start popping off and all the red lines on the dash, you know, showing that there's major engine trouble. Like last year, last March, as soon as COVID hit the headlines, it all came apart.
And I think that's a perfect canary in the coal mine or example of what would happen is last year, supply lines and prices kind of spiked short term and then came back down because we're able to get people back to work relatively quickly in a lot of the main, you know, critical areas of the economy. But there's still a lot of things that you just can't find or are in very short supply, and that has not been rectified. That maybe they've stopped the bleeding, so to speak, but we're already dealing with a very damaged economy from COVID and from all the past transgressions going back to 2008 and before. Like, we're carrying a lot of dead weight from back then that we still got to pay dues on. So just keep adding up. We're going to have to resolve it sometime, but the financial engineers keep pushing it along, and just understand a day of reckoning is going to come. So, hey, if the times are good or even okay, you got to start prepping, man.
And if it's often been said that the Federal Reserve is a private entity, right?
Yes.
But it has a dual mandate from Congress. So it's a private entity that essentially has to execute the law. Right. And that dual mandate is to keep what exactly? Part of it's inflation.
It's supposed to balance inflation and employment.
Right.
And whenever we've seen any rise in unemployment in the last 30, 40 years,
they print money.
Yeah, they printed money. But they've been able to absorb the inflation, which they weren't able to do in the past. That's kind of that financial engineering.
Yeah.
But they don't absorb this inflation forever. It's kind of like they're putting it in a pocket and put it to the side, or they're filling up balloons with this BS gas, putting it to the side, but they're not actually disposing of it. They're just kind of storing it, and it's going to come home to roost eventually.
Yeah, and it's going to look like the late 70s with stagflation.
Well, let me tell you what. Back then, what did the interest rates hit? Sometimes up to 20%.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're at only a couple percent right now. If interest rates went up to 20%, no one would be able to pay their mortgage on a variable rate. No one would be able to pay back their business loans or would want to get new loans. Everything would grind to a halt because the interest payments would be pretty much untenable at 5, 6, 8, 10, 15% interest rate. No one would be able to pay back when they have so much debt that everybody has record debt right now. So, I mean, they're going to have to keep doing this engineering, this financial magic, or there's going to be the Great Reset. What is that? Is that a war? Is that a financial crisis? Is that another virus even worse than we've seen? Is that a dirty bomb in Manhattan? Who knows what? But, you know, we know something's coming.
Yeah, and we're not saying Federal Reserve plans those things, but they probably have a plan for when something horrible happens to exploit it and reset. And who loses wealth in that?
They have it ready to go. I mean, even the financial pundits will talk about keeping some powder dry on the sidelines, right? So you don't know when an opportunity is going to come, but be ready to take care of it. Well, they got trillions in that. And they got ability to leverage and manipulate trillions and trillions more, right? The thing is, they've used up a lot of their juice. So they don't have that many more moves left. It's getting really interesting. So we're coming back with the News Blitz on Patriot Power Hour. Got all wide variety, a huge wide variety. Until then, check out our sponsors and, of course, PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the national disaster relief effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
April 27th, 2021. It's the Patriot Power Hour, and it's time for the news blitz of the week. Let's start in the fourth column. This is the natural news, health, weather, and otherwise. Brave New World. Embryos grown outside the womb, closer than you think. Check out that article. Blue light from digital devices proven yet again to disrupt melatonin and sleep cycles. Drought conditions covering 85% of Mexico as lakes and reservoirs are drying up. These are all relatively low level, but if you're in that region, it may not be. But we do have a little bit more serious one here. The American population grew at the second slowest pace in history, the 2020 census shows. Take out immigration, illegal or otherwise, and it would be even lower. A deep 6.4 earthquake hits Fiji. We also have a mountain, Mount Sakurajima in southwestern Japan erupts. So, seen some relatively large amount of volcanic activity. No super volcanoes exploding, thankfully, but across the world, things kind of moving along, but this is an active planet. Let's move on to the third column, the economic column. Dollar dumped. Share of Russian exports sold in U.S. dollars. Priced in U.S. dollars falls under 50% for the first time. So Russian exports, whether it's natural gas or vodka, military equipment, whatever. When the Soviet Union collapsed, many of those were priced in U.S. dollars because it was stable and it's a world reserve currency. Well, Russia is getting away from that for the first time. Less than 50% of Russian exports are priced in U.S. dollars. They've been getting away with that, as has China and other countries. More long-term inflation pressure on the U.S. dollar. Gas shortages loom as a quarter of American tank trucks lack qualified drivers. Food prices soaring. Agricultural spot index surges most in almost 9 years. I still think this is trickling in, and we'll see more and more of these indicators light up and continue to move to more extreme levels. Stay with us throughout 2021 as we follow the pricing. Gasoline prices, you know, they're $2.89. Daily average, that is just outside the red zone. We've certainly seen higher gas prices in the last decade, especially going back to 2007-2008. But they definitely are higher than this time last year or even this time a few years ago. Throw COVID out the window. pre-COVID for many years, lower than this. Maybe not enough to cause a lot of problems. That's, again, why it's not an extremely high-rated indicator right now. But something to watch. If we get to $3, $3.50, and especially, in my opinion, $4-plus dollars a gallon this summer, nationwide, and remember, in California, that'll be like $6. Look out. Look out. That'll be just part of the inflation we're talking about, but that'll bleed through and add to more inflation. Domino effect, exponential. That's what you got to be prepared for, folks. Federal taxes, spending, and deficit all set records in the first half. So again, the amount they taxed you, the amount they spent, and the deficit, the gap, all of three of those all-time records in the first half of fiscal year 2021, which is, I believe, October 1st, 2020 onwards. Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that is October 1st. We're seeing the federal government debt to GDP ratio 129% debt to GDP ratio. I'll be very interested when we cross that 130% mark. I got a feeling it's going to be quite soon. And that's another level into that debt. Let's move on to national security, geopolitics, civil strife, etc. The second column. Six rioters arrested for defacing New York City Central Park monument. Russia is being suspected of directed energy attacks on American troops. They're also demonstrating a new anti-ballistic missile system. This goes hand in hand to what we were talking about last week and even before with the exercising and massing of troops near Ukraine. An Iranian fuel tanker was attacked off Syria. And China's out there flexing a little bit, demonstrating new warships. Luckily, and as always, knock on wood, we did not see any jet shot down or mistakes in the South Seas or Black Sea, South China Sea, that is, or the Black Sea, etc. No World War III starting in this past week, thankfully. So we'll keep an eye on that, but moving along. First column focused a lot on freedom of speech, surveillance, privacy. Opposite of surveillance, I suppose. So there's a 7.2 magnitude earthquake off Colombia. It was taken off the quake map. So I want to get future Dan's take on that, why they might do that. But that was removed. We're also seeing some deceptive edits. NBC edits a 911 call to conceal the fact that the police killed Black as she attempted to murder with a knife. I'm sure you've seen that video and follow this by now. More just blatant false editing and framing that's not very low, if any, journalistic integrity. Facebook deletes 120,000 member group where people posted stories of alleged adverse vaccine reaction. 12 state attorneys demand Facebook, 12 state attorney generals demand that Facebook and Twitter censor anti-vaccine information. Well, seems like they're already doing so. Maybe they want to turn up the heat even more. Wow. Should go look at those 12 states and call them out by name. We will do that probably on the other side of this break. But let's finish strong. Banks deploying AI camera software to spy on customers and workers. These are all pretty high level. In fact, this column is the hottest of the week. A lot of anti-privacy and censorship stuff going on. New federal bill to force background checks on ammo purchases. And finally, last article, and we'll turn up to future Dan, get a little bit of what he has to say. FBI caught searching Americans without warrants again. What do you think, sir? There's a lot to talk about. Of course, we got another 30 minutes of the show on the other side of this break coming up in a couple minutes, but you still got some time to react. What you thinking?
It's run-of-the-mill pre-dystopia. But have you noticed at ATMs, if you try to, like, press buttons on the screen and you're not touching it with skin, they don't seem to take the response.
Nope. But I did go to an ATM today, and the first time I tried to withdraw cash, it gave me issues. But I was able to get it the second time.
Did you touch it with your fingers?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're taking pictures of your fingerprints.
Well,
try to operate with gloves or like use your sleeve and pull it over your thumb and push on it.
Yeah.
Any fabric touching that screen, it can't cause the buttons to push. It's the touch screens, right?
The touch screens, okay. Mine had a physical button still. It's an old ATM, I guess. Like the actual put in your PIN number and enter and all that. I guess you touch the screen for...
That's where they measure you.
But I don't know, man. Maybe yours. Mine, that sounds too expensive.
Check the article about banks deploying the AI camera technology.
Oh, the camera's watching you.
That's not cheap.
The camera's watching you.
That's not cheap. And screens
that you take advantage of the fact that we can have a mask on at all times in public. And they can't take pictures of you. The fingerprint pictures, I don't know if we're there yet. But on the other hand, I know there is a breakaway society out there that maybe it does have those in there. I don't know.
Wells Fargo wouldn't even give a comment in that article about what they do or don't deploy. Other banks admitted to the facial, but you're pretty much, if you want to get your hands on cash, you're going to have to give up your identity. That's what they're trying for.
I know. That's essentially where we're already at. And if you guys haven't figured that out by now, I mean, how long is it going to take? I know. It's crazy. That's why you're not really safe with cash. You're not really anonymous with crypto. You're not obviously with a 401k or any type of financial asset like that. You're a captive audience, and if they want to crank up your tax, double it, triple it, quadruple it, tax you 101% because they say you make too much money, they're going to do it to you. There's not much you're going to do because they got the guns. I mean, that's their thought. Hopefully, we'll be able to fight that peacefully and politically. But no, you're right. They know everything about you.
Where's this urge to... surveil every transaction made among private individuals coming from? No, forget that. I know where it's coming from. Better question. Where is the permissiveness coming from the rest of society? Besides a fraction of patriots that are talking about it, we're trying to talk about these issues. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a change from the past. Could bring a lot of dangers to it.
Well, I'm not even perfect about it because I do use... my credit card to buy some prepping gear and stuff. So they can trace that. They know for a fact, just for my financial transactions, that I'm more prepared than 90% of people. Just from basic data gleaning, let alone if they realized I had this show and listened to it. But so that's me specifically, but from a general population, people are way too permissive. And let these people steal your data, which they're using against you in every single way possible. But I can't really talk bad about it because I'm not even, you know, I need to up my game to, you know, itself.
Well, you're not able.
I'm guilty of it too, I guess is what I'm saying.
You're not able to up your game. You're surveilled. There's no consumer pushback. There's no bank rising up and saying, we don't collect on our customers. Shop with us, right? That's absent, and there's no demand for it to cause it to stand up, and we're sinking into this permissiveness to surveillance that has got to lead to bad results, I have to think.
Hey, man.
It'll be abused.
Absolutely, and those records will be there for a long time, even if the current administration or the next one or the next one or the next one don't abuse it 50, 60 years down the road. It may just be coming for your generational gold or Bitcoin, folks, so you might have to have a boating accident. Did I say that? The good old boating accident. Come take it from my cold, dead hands. We'll be back.
I want to tell you about the most affordable and effective preparedness purchase that you can make in 2021. Fire Edge is a fully customizable vehicular preparedness system. It can hold magazines, firearms, IFACs, tourniquets, pepper spray, flashlights, anything you need at arm's length. It fits snug in the door pocket of any vehicle. Oh, and how about all that for $20? Visit FireEdge.org today and use the promo code 2021, and you will get yours for $20.21. The ultimate in vehicular preparedness. Visit FireEdge.org and use promo code 2021.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
I see the bad moon horizon. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad.
We are back in the second half of the Patriot Power Hour on this April 27th episode. Again, time is flying. Can't believe next episode, next Tuesday, will be the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. We will be here. I know you hate those fake holidays.
May the 4th
be with you. But that will be our next one, God willing. And man, each week though does bring interested in new topics, but I love going back and listening to archives. So I encourage folks, not just on our show, but all the other Prepper broadcasts and network shows, go back a month, 6 months, 1 year. What were we talking about? Really, there's a lot of evergreen information, first off, that's just as valuable or more now, number one. Number two, some of the stuff we were saying that was wrong is pretty funny. And or enlightening anyway. So even if it's not perfectly accurate, it's thought-provoking. And we try to be somewhat entertaining too. So, of course, though, we are live. But that archive, that's where we get... That's the money. Now, of course, this is a double-barreled Tuesday. So we will be making room for Next Generation after this. But with a solid 26, 25 minutes left to go, Future Dan, I have a lot of these articles I want to dive deeper into.
Is that what we call it?
I'm going to defer to you. You get a pick first.
I don't think we're diving deeper. I think the first half of the show demonstrated that we've converted full on into a Bankster Breaker rant tonight. You've heard of Dave Jones's daily audio rants? I'm pretty sure we can't stop you.
Let it be.
It's been a while since we've heard a Bankster Breaker rant. We could make this all about debt and how so screwed up it's become. But you want to detour onto another topic briefly. Censorship.
Worry.
Rant about censorship. Let's hear that.
That's the thing. There is going to be ample opportunity and time to rant about debt and the malfeasance in the financial crisis. Here's a quick segue. We're talking about vaccination here, but really censorship of vaccination opinions and evidence as well. Are they right? Are they wrong? We're not talking about that right here. We're talking about the censorship, whether shadow banning or outright banning. But we have 12 attorney generals. Here are the states.
Is it
your state one of them?
Is it attorney generals or attorneys general?
Attorney general.
LifeSite News said attorneys general, but it sounds...
Attorneys general, they are wrong.
I think they're right. I think they're right.
That could be the proper plural form.
I think it is the proper plural form of attorney generals, which if you don't know is the top law enforcement of a particular state, including the U.S. attorney general, right?
Good job, Calvin Freeburger. I give you props.
It threw you off in the blitzkrieg general. A little bit.
The attorneys general of 12 states sent a joint letter to Facebook CEO. It sounds so British. Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey. But here, this is the main thing I wanted to get into. Is this one of your states? Virginia, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Oregon, North Carolina, New York, Minnesota, Michigan, Massachusetts, Iowa, Delaware, Connecticut. I see that as an interesting mix. What do you think, Max? That's a pretty big mix, right?
I don't know how California and Illinois left themselves out of that.
That was the number one thing I was thinking of, is where is California and Illinois? Of course, New York is there. But then there was a couple, I figured probably like a North Carolina or Iowa would not be, in Minnesota would not be about this, but they must have been turned enough, I guess, to the left or towards the globalist, believing all the globalist scientific lies.
But here's a tyranny. Here's what they said. They wrote in a letter, they all signed it, the people and groups spreading falsehoods and misleading Americans about the safety of coronavirus vaccines are threatening the health of our communities, slowing progress in getting our residents protected from the virus, and undermining economic recovery of the states. That's straight 1984. That's straight up, we will not allow people to talk in ways that we don't agree with, for all the totalitarian reasons that any dictatorship would come up with, right?
Absolutely.
That's straight up Chinese right there.
Yep, for sure. So, a little scary, man. And if you're in one of those states, I'm not one to say write your congressman, write your attorney general, or if you're in dual state system, your attorney's general. But please do reach out to them if you disagree with this. It's pretty crazy, man. So I wanted to get those states.
What happened to liberalism where, you know, everyone speaks and the free market of ideas settles it, right?
Yeah.
If they're falsehoods, if they're misleading,
wow,
more discussion online is exactly what's needed to clarify that.
That's really what the scientific method is supposed to do. Is you're supposed to disprove things. Is how you prove things, by disproving. So if you disprove these ideas, then by fact, you're proving, or at least leading more evidence to suppose that your hypothesis is correct. So absolutely, that lack of freedom of information totally ruins empiricism.
So the top 12 law enforcement officers of those states are a quarter of the attorneys general of the United States are advocating censorship.
And those are some of the biggest, most important states. And they don't include, like you said, California, Illinois, which you already know are all about that. So we already lost those two, but then these other ones. So, I mean, I really think it's more like half the states will probably fall into this category overall. While they didn't sign this particular, you know, thing to Zuckerberg and Dorsey, I think there's several other states that would... You can group with those that are just as tyrannical and pushing the limits.
How are these people so unaware of the appearance of censorship? They just don't care.
I think it's, well, some people would say they're, what is it? I guess it's gaslighting and overall just behavioral psychology just beat it into you that it doesn't matter anymore. They're censoring it, but they do it for the good, and you need to follow along with Big Brother. Facebook, Twitter, you kind of said in 1984, that's kind of what this is. In fact, then, is, well, actually, I want Facebook to censor this and make sure that I don't get, you know, myself or my children or society as a whole are hijacked by this false anti-vaxxers or really just any topic. We're talking more in general of the censorship itself. More and more people are agreeing with it. That's half the problem. I guess what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's all of the problem. It's all of the problem. It's the mass acceptance of these things. It's not the fact that tyrants attempt to be tyrants. It's the problem. It's the you know, conceding to it.
Oh, I've talked to several people that are extremely happy that they got a vaccine, and they think anyone who... I had one person go as far as to say that anyone that's spreading this stuff should... potentially go to jail for, they didn't name a crime, they just said those people should be in jail for trying to hurt people because they're spreading the vaccine, or like because they, the anti-vaxxers, just as a group. There's no logic behind this. I didn't even engage this person conversation after they say something like that, but there are people like that out there, obviously, and more are leaning that way. And slowly but surely, that medical tyranny is gathering more steam and support.
That did happen with HIV. There's cases of, you know, penalties for people that knowingly spread it.
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. I know that they're using COVID as, from now on, for the tyranny aspect and to and build a foundation for future. For future transgressions on not just our rights, but I think, you know, it's a great way to build more world government. We, of course, we have Janet Yellen and many of the financial people saying they need a corporate tax, a global corporate tax standard.
Minimum, yeah.
Yeah, now we need a global health initiative. Global health fund is one of the major vaccination pushing. Hundreds of millions of U.S. tax dollars going to this fund and many others. And that's another way to... It's so cliche, the new world order, but they're really, that globalist is really what they're doing. They kind of make fun of you for it, but at the same time, they're trying to grow the reach of the UN and the World Health Organization, and they're creating new organizations all the time. So, yeah, got to call it out how it is.
So, just another installment on our weekly documentation of medical tyranny in the United States. CDC, I guess today, said that it's safe to be outside without a mask if you're vaccinated, implying you shouldn't be outside if you without a mask if you're not vaccinated.
I think they're finally, at least from the numbers and some of the articles I've seen, they're plateauing and starting to fall off in the number of people signing up for vaccinations, so maybe trying to get that last squeeze out. Be like, okay, weather's getting nice. You want to go out without a mask? You haven't gotten a vaccine yet? This is your time. Come on in. Yeah, you know, the propaganda machine's been chugging along since before the first confirmed case in America last year, but they're still pushing that narrative for sure.
It's pretty amazing. I saw a picture of Biden walking somewhere with a mask. He's been vaccinated. He's not near a soul outside, but demonstrating to wear a mask.
This is an example when people say that he has no power and he's just meant to make the American people look bad and can demoralize America, as well as allow for the nefarious plans to go forth under his watch. But I think it was another example, probably, I think separate from yours, but the same thing at the climate summit. He was the only world leader on Zoom, or like, you know, on the different photos, they showed them all together. Well, I think the only one with a mask on. All the world leaders. There's Biden with his mask on, just looking all dapper. Just kind of embarrassing, I think.
Yeah, I'm speechless. It's a crazy year.
But there's tons of people in this country that think you and I are... We don't trust science, and we're just QAnon crazy people, pretty much. There's a lot of people that think
They're going to run into the truth. They're going to run into the truth. This decade, they're going to find out what's true.
Yeah, but I don't want to say I told you so, dang it. I want to tell you guys, though, get to prepping, because we're not just talking about bad stuff. We'll talk a little bit more prepping on the other side. I want a little bit more of an update on my bug out bike, too.
And nice. A little
more news. We'll be back.
You may have noticed the traditional media disguises and conceals the truth. Even when the truth is not being hidden, your attention is being misdirected. You're focused on some things to distract you from others. Future Danger assembles the key liberty, security, economic, and natural news of the day, sourcing from both mainstream and alternative media. What's more important to a prepper than knowledge? Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. FutureDanger.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Go. go. We are here for that.
Bike update.
Final segment.
Bike update.
Bike update. Bug out bike update. If you've been following along, I did make the plunge. Bought myself, again, it's called a Rad Rover 5, if you want to check it out.
Fat tire.
Fat tire, 4-inch wide tire, which is twice as wide as your average mountain bike.
Electric bike.
It's electric. There's three modes to it. All pedaling, so if your battery's out or you want to conserve. There's all motor, or there's in between. And there's
moped.
A few different in betweens where you pedal it and it helps you. Not a moped. So I didn't remember when we talked about that last
motor week, pedal. Moped.
I was thinking, technically you're right, it is a moped, I guess. Motor pedal.
It is the greatest moped I've seen.
It is way better than the Dumb and Dumber moped.
Oh my God, yes.
But that thing still hauled its ass all the way up to Aspen, so if it can do that, mine definitely can. Anyway, I'm not going to get too deep into it, because if you really want to hear about it, go back to last week or the week before, but just to reiterate, I'm a big fan of it. It's working out almost perfectly. You're able to go on medians. You're able to go off-road, whether it's suburban or in the rural areas. You know, don't go straight off a 5-foot dip or into a lake. But otherwise, you can go through pretty big puddles. You can power right through it. You can maintain 15 to 20 miles an hour on an incline with your pedaling and the motor. And I'm a big guy. Trust me. My load that I've tested, and that's kind of my next step. I've done a little bit of that, but not as much. But I've tested a heavier load. I'd say myself plus my load, 300 pounds on this thing. 300 pounds. I'm a big boy. I'm about 240, 245, 6'1", another 50, 60 pounds. And I was still able to go 12 to 15 miles an hour up a decent incline, pedaling and with the motor combined. Just the motor, maybe only 8 miles an hour. Long story short, you know, I think you said it right. When you look at the face of it, it looks kind of like a suburban, you know how they don't call it camping, they call it glamping, like glamorous camping.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't prepping, it's like a glamorous prep, like nothing that's actually useful.
Glepping?
And I was it doesn't sound good, so I didn't actually say that, but I just wanted to get the point across.
Glamorous prepping.
I was a little worried about it. I was like, man, is this a legit prep or is this just me screwing around? I swear to God, it is a legit prep in almost every means. Whether that means when the power goes out, whether that means gasoline is $5, $6, $10 a gallon or rationed, whether that means just trying to save a buck because you got laid off and you don't want to drive as far, whether that means getting Prepper Fitness Challenge. I mean, this is a great bike just for the exercise part of it. And of course, we talked about it would be perfect for scavenging and going through suburban areas,
bug out
parks, or a full-on bug out. I feel like you can get... I have a spare battery. So with the one battery and the spare battery and my legs, I feel like I could go 100-plus miles in one day. And that could be everything. Because you're not... You know, we're talking like the roads are clogged up, right? You can get 100 miles. It might not be 100 miles as the crows fly. It might be like 50 miles as the crow flies because you're doing so much back and forth.
Road miles.
Yeah, road miles. 100 miles. So maybe, again, it depends how many zigzags you make and wrong turns. Trust me. Yeah. I'm learning my local geography, like within a few miles where I live, much better than I ever did. I've lived around here for many years.
Yep.
So it's a lot of fun. You get to know your local neighborhood, and it's great for... And I can see if you lived... I actually did live on a 20, 30, 50, 100 acre ranch.
Rural.
Area. It would be much preferable to a motorcycle or a BMX bike or, I don't know. It doesn't have like massive hauling capabilities, but you could haul a couple hundred pounds per load at a time.
Honestly,
you're not going to be towing like 1,000 pounds with it or nothing.
It would be pretty useful hunting.
Yeah, it's very quiet.
Doesn't make a sound.
Very quiet. The loudest part is the tires on the road by far. It's kind of knobby tires, so on the asphalt, it's kind of that whirring. But no, I didn't mean to do this. And I was kind of like, oh man, there goes my OPSEC. I was riding by and there was a couple sheriffs that had pulled over somebody or they're at someone's house or something by the road sidewalk area. And I was cruising by pretty damn fast. And I was like, oh shit, I better go slower. Just because I haven't checked. In most areas, this is legal to not have a license plate. But I don't want these sheriffs messing with me and be like, why are you going so fast? You're not even pedaling. What's going on with that bicycle?
Keep it covert.
Yeah, so I felt like kind of a dummy. So I took a little turn away from them.
It's nearly, some states will end up saying you got to have a license for it.
Certain areas there are.
Yeah.
It definitely is. No, it is. But the thing is, it's not motorized. I mean, okay, it's motorized, but it's not internal combustion engine. So even if it is illegal in your area, they're probably not going to know unless they inspect it and really mess with you. But
right.
I'm more like, and we've talked about this, you can charge this thing up with a solar panel. It's not super easy, and it's not cheap to get the initial equipment. But you could have, you know, we'll see how long this lasts me. But my expectation is this thing will last 3 to 5 years of pretty heavy use. And you could do it all solar if you damn wanted to.
So if you have one of these Patriot Power Hour evenings where your rant just goes, you made it about 2.5 segments tonight. But if we did all 4 segments and you just had it, are you going to go all Forrest Gump with an electric bike and just go back and forth across the country and give it all up and just charge your bike and be on the road? And
that's probably a pretty dangerous situation.
Grow a beard.
Bad idea. I might get killed that way.
Get a group of people following you.
Listen, we've actually talked about this, and many other shows on this network and otherwise have talked about it. When is a bug out versus a bug in? If I bug it out on that thing, it means like a dirty bomb blew up within a few miles of me or something equivalent. I'm not, you know, I don't want to use it as a bug out vehicle. I'm using it for other reasons. But in an absolute pinch, it could be used for that or equivalent. Is it EMP proof? That
no,
is the question.
It's
I
not.
Need to make a Faraday cage big enough for that and the rest of my electronics. Maybe that's my next thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, because after you start bolting on the lead shielding to make that able to function with EMPs going off, it's you might not get the mileage you're advertising tonight.
I'm going to look into this. Going to have to look into this.
There's a lot of problems that come with EMP, and that's why.
Well, that's why this is really was the kicker. I said, if I have no power or no solar panel and or the EMP blows it, it's a still 7-gear mountain bike.
Okay. Heavy one.
And it worked.
It's now pretty, it's heavy.
It's an extra 20 pounds heavy. But the big ass tires are worth it.
It can be operated.
Exactly.
Without power.
Oh, yeah.
But Dave Jones, you know, his expertise on EMP and his focus on it is it comes home to the whole importance of what he's always advocated for in that arena comes home is that without motorized power, the world grinds to a halt in ways that are very dangerous.
Oh, definitely.
There will be starvation.
Oh, for sure. So, anyway, I have a lot of fun with it. I'm getting my exercise kind of that prepper, you know, the prepper challenge or prepper fitness as part of it, right, as well. And that's kind of my philosophy in prepping. If I wish I had more money and I would get a huge bug out place and, you know, go bunker down or whatever, but I, due to my budget constraints, I have to kind of, any preps I buy, generally speaking, especially if they're more than $1,000, I have to use them for recreation or fitness or at least to impress my wife or something.
Versatile.
Something.
Versatility.
You're has to be like 2 or 3 functions. And this bike is, I swear. And, oh, by the way, my cousin just bought a $3,000 mountain bike that's just a mountain bike. I mean, it's a badass mountain bike, and he likes mountain bikes. Like, you know, really good mountain biker. But there's no motor on it. So you can spend way more money on a mountain bike that doesn't even have a motor. I think it's a pretty good deal, really.
So what's your next major prep investment?
I'm not. I'm saving money, man.
No, you got your eye on something. When Bitcoin pops, you're looking at something.
My Bitcoin and gold and all that, it's more of like insurance / savings, not a prep. Okay.
Maybe your Faraday cage you're talking about.
A few things. Not a bad idea. If I can get a Faraday cage, you know, 5 feet tall, pretty much a 5-foot cube on all sides, that'd be about right. Probably not impossible to do. Probably a good thing to do. I don't know. In terms of, like, I want to get a, you know what I want to get?
What?
A couple more gas masks with updated NBC filters.
Yeah.
I had a couple. They were, I guess, surplus from Israel, I believe, that they give to the civilians if they get chemical attacked. And you can buy them. At least you could 3-4 years ago. Anyway, I have a gas mask and a couple of those filters, but I would like to have another gas mask or two and another filter or two in case of said dirty bomb or some other major hazard or who knows? You know, you never know. You need a gas mask with a filter. This was before COVID. Now it's like, shit, I should get a few more of those.
So do you know what J-List equipment is?
Besides, like, Army surplus store, I don't know much.
It's not surplus, but it is military equipment. It's, okay. It's the standard, what used to be known as mission-oriented protective posture gear, MOP gear.
Okay.
It's the Chem Bio suit.
I've heard of, okay, I know MOP gear, yeah.
It's the Chem Bio suit. That it's the full package. And that would be an advisable investment.
Maybe I need to expand my... I like it. Expand my horizons and do that whole package. Not
if you're going to have the mask, you should have the whole suit.
That's a good point.
And when COVID-21 or 22 arrives, you might need it.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows what else is coming up. But, hey, we're doing our best to prep here. I have faith in humanity. We've gone through some crazy stuff. Obviously, technology levels are higher than ever before. Population levels are higher than before. So, stuff is going to get crazier faster than ever before. But, folks that listen and participate and... get involved with the prep and lifestyle, man. I think we're a big part of what could keep humanity going along, even with all this crazy stuff. So
sometimes we're a little cavalier about these topics, but we're talking about them every week, and we do watch the news now for 138 episodes, probably averaging, you know, 1 week off every quarter for the last 3-4 years. And so if you're checking us out for the first time, we're deadly serious about all these issues, but the way we present sometimes kind of just gets off the cuff. It's our style. But nevertheless, you can count on us when things dramatically get worse than we've seen in the last, shall we say, 5 years. Check us out. Come back. Listen to the Bankster Breaker rant in the meantime.
Thanks, my man. Yeah, trust me. I don't want any of this stuff to happen. I want all my preps to expire and never be used. Trust me. I have no illusions. Great show, my man. We're going to make way for Next Generation right now. We got tons of awesome new shows on PBN as well, folks. So
May the 4th.
Hey, man, we're killing it on PBN. Great stuff. Another great show, my man.
Say it again. May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you next week.
We'll see you on the 4th.
Always.